Hi, and welcome to Here to Help with Leon and Dustin.
Hi, I'm Leon.
And I'm Dustin.
And we're here to help
with Leon
and
Dustin.
Are we going to finish each other's
sentences? I think
not.
Sentences. Not.
Stop.
It's been a couple of weeks.
It's been a few weeks now.
But we're back.
With a bang.
Bang.
And the dirt is gone.
Yeah. And the problems are gone.
Yeah.
Right.
So what have you been up to in the last couple of weeks then, Dust?
What have I been up to? God.
Apart from kissing all those boys, eh?
I've been watching a lot of Netflix.
Yeah.
Because I recently purchased that.
So you've got Sky and Netflix.
Yeah, it's quite ironic, actually, because I watch Netflix on my Wii. And, you know, when the Wii came out, and it was mainly, you know, a platform for exercise, and now all I do is watch TV on it.
Yeah.
So
you're getting fat and watching TV.
Yeah.
That's good. It's not a bad place to be. Hey, you know, you're part of just that percentage of fat people.
I'm not fat.
No, I'm not saying you're fat yet.
I'm not
carry on
fat.
Carry on the way you're going, you will be fat.
I need help.
A big fatty. It's all right. Fat people, we like fat people. We got a couple of fat friends, actually.
Yeah?
Not going to name them. It'd be rude. What have you been watching on Netflix?
Well, I've just been... They've got, like, all of The Office on there.
Yeah.
UK and US.
Yeah.
I'll breeze through UK one.
It's good.
Pretty simply.
It's great.
It's brilliant. You know, quantity over quality.
Agreed.
No. Quality over...
Quantity.
Quality over quantity.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And that's what the UK office has over the US office. However...
Yeah, go on.
The US office is great, great watching. Great
it
TV.
Is superb television. Listeners, if you've never had a chance to watch it, what are you doing with
Give
your
it a
eyes?
Chance, all right?
Yeah,
I did.
It's so good. I mean, bar the first series is a bit soft.
They basically tried to...
revisit, like, the English script, haven't they?
Just copied it with a US cast.
Yeah.
But, you know, they learned from that lesson pretty quickly.
Yeah, and it just gets better and better and better.
And then worse, and then it finishes.
It's so good. It's a masterclass in comedy, if you ask me.
Oh, yeah. And... No one did.
Yeah, but... so I'll take that back.
What have you been watching, Leon?
I watch lots of movies, only the last couple of days, actually. I've had
What's
a couple
on,
of days off.
Sky Movies premiere?
Jack Reacher, Here Comes the Boom, which is quite good, actually.
Here Comes the Boom?
Yeah, it's a bit silly. It's
Kevin James, right?
Yeah. It's good. It's about this teacher who's quite shit at his job, and then someone's going to take away the music department and how music invokes everything.
He's a music teacher.
No, he's not. He's actually like a biology teacher. But the Fonz, Henry Winkler, is the music teacher.
Brilliant. I'm a big fan of him.
Big, big fan. But no, it's a good film. It's a good... I watched Deep Rising the other day. I watched Fox and the Hound 2.
Why?
Because there was nothing else on.
There was nothing else on except Fox and the Hound 2.
Yeah. It's all right. Patrick Swayze is in it. So...
What, as himself?
No, as a dog.
Oh, right. I had a good fact about the Fonz, actually.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think you might have told me about it.
Possibly.
His audition to be the Fonz.
That's right, yeah.
Tell the listeners
about
this.
It's hard to describe on a...
Is it?
Not on a visual...
Is it a visual story, is it?
It's a visual kind of gag, really.
Right, okay.
Well, basically, when Fonzie... so many people auditioned for... And Fonzie, really, Henry Winkler isn't the best-looking guy in the world. However, he exudes this kind of confidence. And when it was filmed, I think it was filmed in the 60s, he used to have a trademark move. The idea was that he'd look at himself in the mirror, touch up his hair, right side, left side with a small comb. And on the audition, they pretty much just said, okay, pretend you're looking into a mirror. And be Fonzie. So you got all these good-looking cats and stuff kind of just slicking their hair back and forth. And they're like, okay, that's good. And then Henry Winkler walks in the room. They were like, okay, if you could just do the same. And he's like, fine. But as he goes up with his brush to comb his right or left side, he stops halfway, looks in the mirror, and then gives himself the thumbs up and goes,
hey.
And he was just too cool for school. So that's how he got it.
He was too cool for school, you're right.
Still is, a little bit, I think.
It was quite visual, but I think we got the gist, and I think that was good.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of that story.
Yeah, it's a good one. It's a good one.
You got to break the rules.
I was thinking...
To make the rules.
If I was to have a dog, I'd want to call it Fonzie.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea.
Fonz! Or Fonzie!
Chewy.
Chewy. That's very good.
Yeah.
Chewy! Chewbacca!
Oi! Chewy!
Yeah.
Etc.
Yeah, that's cool. Do you have any pets?
No. No.
No. Would you like any pets? What did you have?
Used to have a dog.
No way.
Little Cassie.
I didn't know that. Cassie. Yeah. What a lovely name.
She was a queen. Yeah. She was an absolute duchess.
And yeah. What happened?
Died.
I know I'm smiling, but I don't mean to be smiling.
No, well, she was quite old when we got her.
I'm so sorry. I'm not actually laughing.
At my dead dog.
Yeah.
You are.
It's quite sad, actually. Sad. Go on, carry on.
It was the first thing that I witnessed die, actually, and I was in bits. I was distraught.
Yeah.
Well, my granddad died, but I was very young, and, you know, I didn't really know.
Yeah. He was human, wasn't he?
Well, yeah, but...
He was someone that had
got a bond, it doesn't really...
Well, he yeah, well, there is a bond there, because he was the father of your
mum.
Yeah.
But anyway, we got the dog free with the car we bought. Wow. Not like a deal.
It just come with the car?
Well, yeah, the people were moving to New Zealand.
All right.
And we bought the car off them, and they were like, you know, do you want the dog as well?
Oh, no way.
You know, we can't take it with us.
Yeah.
And we were like, yeah, all right. Took it along as our own. And then eventually she was part of the family.
That's nice.
And then we lost part of the family.
Yeah.
Which is sad. You know, that's the circle of life.
It is a circle of life. I've heard that if you have pets like dogs or rabbits or anything like that, it's a good coping mechanism for when they do die. So kids learn
the importance of life and death.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah.
And they understand that things, you know, you will lose things. That's what they say is really good for kids.
So. Like murderers, I imagine, like the first murder, you know, must be quite traumatic. You lose a lot of sleep.
Yeah.
But then, like, after the 50th murder, it's just fine.
It's like every other day.
Yeah. Whatever. Murder someone.
Do you think you could murder someone?
No. I don't think so.
I think I could if I had to. I think I could.
Really?
Yeah, definitely.
Well, even me?
Easy.
How would you do it?
Well, I've got a biro in my hand now. I just
you could not stab kill you in me the with neck. A biro.
100%. 100%. I could just stab you in the neck.
No, I can breathe through the little tube.
Well, I'll just sever an artery.
So we're here to solve your problem.
Yay!
Where are we? Actually, I've got a good story. Obviously, don't start snoring. You're not asleep.
Sorry, carry on. Tell me about your exciting life.
Well, as we all know, HMV has sadly passed away.
Yeah.
Like my dog.
It hasn't passed away.
Hasn't it?
No, there's still quite a few.
Oh, well, it's mainly gone. You know, it's on the way out.
Yeah. Well, that's quite sad, isn't it?
Very sad. Yeah. You know, it's knocking on heaven's door. Where we live in Windsor, there was a HMV. And everyone used to go in there.
Yeah.
You know, you meet up in town, you get a HMV, you have a look around, you go out, which is probably why it went into liquidation. But, however... It was a big deal, and then it went, and it was nothing, and now it's a Morrison's local.
Yeah.
And my mate was walking around it, just like he was walking around a graveyard.
Really?
Ooh. Box sets used to be up there. I think he picked up a sausage and went, am I supposed to listen to this? Very funny.
Yeah.
That was the same guy who took all those... indigestion tablets.
Yeah,
like Glastonbury.
I assumed it was. Yeah. I assumed it was the same dude.
Just walking around.
It is quite sad. However, very Morrison's sad. Is very good.
But it's not the HMV, is it?
No, but it's food, isn't it?
Well, it's open till 10:30 as well.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, you said this the other day.
Yeah.
You wanted to get some food before you went out.
Before we went and played poker.
That's right. Yeah. How did you get on at poker?
Well, I'd never played before. You know.
Mm.
So not well. However, I feel like I've learned the. Learn the rules.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's good.
Yeah. We got beaten by a girl. She wiped the floor with us. And I remember the last hand. It was just horrendous. I had a really good hand. And then she was like, quick, let's hurry up. I need to go to the loo. I was like, okay, fine. So I knew I was going to win this hand. And she just wiped the floor with me without even looking at her cards. She was like, I got a royal flush.
She had a royal flush.
And then she just ran off and took my money. And then that was it. And she won.
Wow.
Something quite sexy about that. Cut that bit out. Cut that bit out.
Nah. How, what are you going to do to make me?
What am I going to do to make you?
Yeah.
I'll flush your head down the toilet.
That'd be a royal flush. If I was royalty.
That's just a flush.
Just a flush, yeah. That was good.
You can't get posters now you're older, really, can you?
Well, you say that. I've bought a couple. I went to a cinema store the other day, and they sell, like, Like memorabilia from film and TV.
Memorabilia?
Yeah, that's what
yeah,
I said.
Yeah.
What did I say?
No, it wasn't that. Try again.
Memorabilia.
No.
What?
Maybe that's... it's the nasal sound. Memorabilia. Memorabilia. That's good. So what did you get?
I got a Die Hard poster.
Yeah, you did.
But the original Die Hard one was like £200.
Fuck.
Die Hard 2 was a bit cheaper.
Yeah.
So in the end, I got Die Hard 5. And that was a tenner. That was a tenner. And it came out a couple of months ago.
Is this picture, is it huge?
Yeah, it's massive.
Yeah.
Have you not seen it?
No.
Oh, I'll have to see it.
Is it the ones, you know, that they're so big that, you know, that they keep at bus stops?
Yeah, it's something like, I think it's the sort of ones that they have in the cinema.
Yeah.
Sort of in a frame.
Yeah.
They get replaced. It says, Yippee-ki-yay, Mother Russia.
Yeah.
Which is genius.
So, the first one cost £200.
Yeah.
Shit. Where was it? This is in London, right?
Yeah, yeah. And it's like proper, they had like Indiana Jones and Star Wars, and they were ridiculous money. Yeah. There was a signed picture of Heath Ledger. That was £1,000.
Shit.
Just for a signature.
It's insane. I remember hearing a story about Marlon Brando. They said that he never gave out autographs, never. And he bought a house in Hollywood Hills. And apparently his autograph was worth more than the house itself.
Wow.
So when he signed the check, the guy was like, I can either cash this in or I could just sell it for his autograph.
And you'd get more money than
And you'd
money.
Get more money than the money it cost to have a house.
That's crazy.
That is insane, isn't it? Very cool dude, Brando. Very cool dude.
Yeah. Huge.
Huge.
You got fat, didn't he?
Really fat. Really fat. Yeah. But I suppose where else do you go when you're that big a star? Yeah. You know, he used to put a lock on his fridge. Just so... Yeah, seriously.
I heard he put it in Jack Nicholson's house because they were neighbours.
Yeah.
Put it next door.
Put it next door with a lock on it. And then in the middle of the night, Jack woke up with a baseball bat and was just like, someone's in the house. And it's Marlon Brando trying to break into his own fridge. Ridiculous. So what about last weekend? Were you out this week?
I haven't really been out, actually. I went out and played poker last night.
Yeah.
Which is funny, actually, because, you know, poker twice this weekend.
Yeah, it's strange. Funny, no, it's not laugh out loud funny.
It's not a great anecdote.
I had a one-night stand. Cool. We've got more things to crack on with now. We've got...
Well, last week we were at Glastonbury solving your problems. And before we keep up with the summer theme, and, well, Leon.
We went to a barbecue.
We did.
It was my little cousin's birthday, and she's also moving away as well. So it was kind of like a joint celebration. Barbecue, and then just a marquee with lots of drinking at the end of the night. But it was great. It was fancy dress, wasn't it?
Wasn't it? Hats, wigs and masks.
Yeah. Yeah, hats, wigs. Yeah, strange one though, right? I think we had the best.
You reckon?
I'm almost certain we had the best. My cousin Tasha is a massive fan of the royal family. So I went as Prince Harry, you went as...
Charles.
And then one of our other mates went as Will. And we had a great, great night. But luckily, a lot of the people there were our mates, people we got to know as well. Made a few friends, I think. A
few enemies.
Yeah, made definitely a few enemies
as
well.
Enemy, that woman.
What woman?
The one who was chatting to our mate with a Superman t-shirt.
Yeah. A friend of ours went as he had a Superman top on, and she approached him and said, I don't think you should be wearing that t-shirt. And he was like, why? Well, you don't have the looks or the physique to be Superman. And then our friend very coolly looked her straight in the eye and said,
yeah, but I've got the powers.
And strutted off.
And that is how you do it, listeners.
That's how we do. Well, that's how he does.
Yeah, that's how he did.
But we put a couple of pens to the side and then told a few people about it, about our podcast as well. So we're going to read out some of these questions from our barbecue. And then we'll see if we can solve their problems.
Great. Let's crack on.
I've got to go, you hold the fort down. Okay.
Hold the fort down.
For like the next minute or just...
So it's me on my own.
Just meet you on your own. This is your moment.
Oh, don't know if I'm ready. Hello, listeners, and welcome to Here to Help with Dustin. I'm Dustin. Yeah, it's a nice day. I'm wearing denim shorts. The sun's out. There's a nice breeze, and fun is on the horizon. I'll be with you for the next. Probably 1 minute till Leon gets back from his urination vacation.
Listeners, if you want to see what Dustin actually looks like, check out Celebrity Big Brother. There's a contestant, Dustin Diamond. It is the spitting image of
my friend. Been called Screech my whole life.
However, he's got a beard now.
Has he?
Yeah. It's you know what? I always come to Celebrity Big Brother. It's always a bit of fun.
You're a fan, aren't you? I am a fan
of Celebrity Big Brother. It's, I mean, I understand it's trash TV. But
at its finest.
Yeah. Yes, that's exactly what it is. So if you're going to go in, you might as well go all out, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, cool.
If you're going to go in, you might as well go all out.
Yeah.
First question comes from an anonymous.
Anonymous.
We need to give a name for our Here to Help, because, you know, the Bugle podcast, they call them the Buglers.
Oh, that's good. So,
we should have...
Pathetic people?
No. Little helpers?
The helpless?
The help. Although that's sort of...
Helpless.
Helpless.
Here to help.
They need to have a name because...
Pathetic.
No? Little... All right, well, let's just crack on. Yeah. The first question is, what's a podcast?
What is a podcast? It's a stupid question.
It is a stupid question. And even if we were to answer that question, you don't know what a podcast is, so you can't listen to this podcast.
You wouldn't be listening right now.
Mm. Yeah.
What's the most attractive thing about a girl? I've got a couple.
You've got a couple of things, have you?
Yeah, I mean, eyes. Recently, I think that's a case of just maturity and just getting a little bit older, is that I look in, I actually tell the colour of girls' eyes now. Whereas before, it was never...
Never
even bothered. I mean, I'd look at their face.
Sure, sure.
But only recently I've been looking at more into their eyes. Yeah. What about tattoos?
No.
No?
I mean, Cheryl Cole's recently got a tattoo, hasn't she?
Yeah.
On her ass. Yeah. Massive rose.
Mm-hmm.
For her rosy cheeks.
Bum cheeks.
Yeah.
Butt cheeks.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you think it's sexy?
No. The image is so good. Like, well done.
I mean, she's that big a star, she can do what she wants.
That's true, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Must hurt to sit down.
Yeah, when she first had it done, she probably just lie on her stomach the whole time. So the most attractive thing about a girl, you've got to say one thing, guys. Right, what do you think it is? Stop looking at me.
Sorry, I'm just looking at body parts. Let me just find one.
What, a picture of a girl?
Yeah.
And then you're going to say what's... Genuinely, I think it's probably a smile. It's probably great teeth and a smile. That's the most attractive thing.
That's very nice, isn't it?
That's all right. I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about a girl. What's that picture of?
That's a picture of Mary Poppins.
It's a picture of Mary Poppins.
I didn't search that.
No, that's just the first thing that came up on your phone. It's a picture of Mary Poppins.
Yeah. I didn't search that. I don't think Mary Poppins is hot.
What's attractive? No, she is, though. Julie Walters is hot.
A cute face.
Cute face.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Right. Yeah.
That's the most attractive smile, thing about a girl.
Just face.
Great. Yeah. Good. Winner. Done.
Ding! Yeah.
Okay, what question have we got next?
If you could resurrect one celebrity, who would it be and why?
Oh, that's good. I would resurrect... You know what? I'd like to hang out with Frank Sinatra.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Although, isn't he like a massive racist?
No. Well, I read his Sammy Davis Jr.'s biography. And he warmed to Sammy because Sammy was very, very talented. But he also went on, you know, civil rights marches and stuff like that.
Oh, great.
So I'm sure he had his own. And back in the day, there would have been a prejudice that's a bit outrageous now.
Yeah.
But it would have been better than, you know.
It would have been more like...
I'd like to have a drink with Frank.
Yeah.
So, true. Yeah.
Yeah, well, without doubt. Maybe you just resurrect him for a drink.
Yeah. A couple of drinks.
Yeah, all
right. Night out.
A night out.
Yeah.
One night out.
Okay, yeah. Frank Sinatra then, I guess.
Oh, Frank Sinatra. Henry VIII.
Okay, why?
Just because...
He's a lady killer.
Hey?
You like that?
Oh.
A lady killer.
Yeah, very good, very good. Yeah, well, you know, that's true. He kills his wives.
So, all the people you could resurrect, you resurrect Henry VIII?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
I think we'd have a good time.
Yeah.
Right, have fun with bloody Frank Sinatra. With his mafia.
So what, he'll just sing to me, and then we'll drink.
Or sing.
Drink, sing. Smoke cigarettes, and just sing.
You do that anyway.
I know, but I'd do it with Frank.
Alright, well...
Henry VIII.
Henry VIII could beat up Frank Sinatra anyway.
He think he could. Whereas,
he definitely could.
Alright, okay, cool. So, is that answer questioned?
I'm sorry? Is that...
You heard, you little shit.
This one says Leon was an ugly baby.
Ooh. And that's it, is it?
Just said, yeah, someone's just written Leon was an ugly baby.
Okay, that, well, that's not true.
That's a shame.
That's not true.
No?
No. Oh. I was a very good looking baby.
Well, then, state your case. Why were you a good looking baby?
I was just, well, I don't know how to state it. I was playful. Always trouble, sure. But who on earth said Leon was an ugly baby?
It's a shame. Yeah, I think it might have been Auntie Rita.
Auntie Rita?
She's
a liar. She's an absolute fat liar. You're a fat liar. I know you're not listening, so it don't matter.
She's not fat.
She's not fat. Pisshead? You're a pisshead, though, aren't you? You're a pisshead, aren't you, Rita?
She called me Dirty Dustin.
She called you Dirty Dustin. Yeah. She's
I think someone told her I had chlamydia.
Alright. She's a lovely lady, but I can't believe she thought I was ugly. I definitely wasn't an ugly baby. However, they say if you're an ugly baby, you grow up to be quite good looking.
Like the ugly duckling.
I'm not having it. We've got Twitter, right?
Yeah.
We'll just put my picture up on Twitter.
Alright, send me a picture of you as a baby.
No worries. Right, next question. Who would win in a fight between you and Dustin? Ooh. Dustin has a gun.
Well, in this scenario, I have a gun.
Yeah. Who would win in a fight between you and Dustin? Dustin has a gun.
Well, why do I need a gun?
I don't know. I'd kill you.
No, you would not kill me.
I would beat you to death with your own gun. I'd take it off you, but I don't know how it works. I'll shoot you. Because that's how he talks.
That is how I talk, yeah.
I think I'd beat you.
Well, with your biro.
No, with my bare hands.
With your bare hands?
Yes. You wouldn't even have to use the gun. I'd take it off you.
I would. No, I'd have to use a bloody gun.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What would you do?
We'll see. What would I do?
Yeah.
I'd pull the little trigger.
Yes.
And then shoot you in the whatever. I just point at you and shoot. And then lucky dip it. Probably hit you in the shoulder.
Answer to question has been done. I've answered that question. How do I get that sentence wrong?
Question's answer.
What's a better podcast than yours?
None. Next. Well, there are some great podcasts out there.
There's some really good ones, actually.
A lot of them are sort of snippets of radio that you may have missed.
Yeah.
There aren't. I mean, in America, there are a lot of podcasts just like there are solely podcasts.
Yeah.
WTF with Mark Maron is a personal favorite.
It's a good podcast. I like the snippet ones. You know, the highlights of the week.
Yeah, those are good.
Like Kiss FM.
Yeah,
they Breakfast do great, Show. Do Breakfast Show.
Picture it, Breakfast Show. Breakfast Show.
The Kiss FM Breakfast Show is very good. Ian Lee, his podcasts are always really good. But, I mean, the best. I mean, Richard Bacon's very good as well. Comedy of the Week by BBC, Radio 5, that's very good. The best, and if anyone's to...
the king.
Yeah.
The king of Breakfast Radio.
The king, who, and if you haven't heard any of his stuff...
definitely check it out.
Do. It's Danny Wallace, isn't it?
XFM.
Danny Wallace XFM Breakfast there. Is the king, and he did a highlight show, maybe an hour every week. And it's the best hour.
It's amazing.
You know, actually, it might even be worth revisiting.
I might have to get back on it.
It's so good. Danny Wallace is just the king.
It's yeah.
He's got everything covered. He's got some great interviews in there.
What have we got?
We've just got us talking shit.
Solving problems.
Yeah, that's what we're doing. We're solving problems. We're helping the people.
Yeah.
Okay. Helping the...
Sentences.
Podcast. Maybe we're helping the little Fonzies. Let's call them the Fonzies.
The Fonzies.
The Fonzies.
It doesn't really make sense.
It doesn't make any sense.
No.
Yeah, helping the Fonzies, the Fonzarellis.
All right, I don't change it straight away.
What do you mean?
We Fonzarellis now.
It's the same person that.
Yeah.
Happy days.
Last question of the night. I believe this has some reference to the VMAs.
Okay.
Which we should talk about, really.
Yeah.
They happened last night or the night before?
I think it was on Sunday night.
The VMAs happened. Always a big event.
It is, but for some reason I think I've paid more attention to them this year. Maybe because they had a big Justin Timberlake tribute. I mean, that guy's on top of his game.
Yeah.
I don't think he can get any bigger. Can he get any bigger?
Well, you know, that's what they always say, didn't they? And then they just do.
He's huge.
Yeah.
He's the biggest star in the world.
He's released two albums this year.
No way.
Well, yeah. It's
2020. Literally.
Yeah, and part two of the 2020.
Yeah, that makes sense. Because there's only 10 tracks on the first album.
Yeah.
It's got to be tough. Could you imagine me and Britney Spears? She used to be bigger than him. And hearing his music on the radio and stuff. And
now she's just nothing, really, is she?
She's fit.
She's not now.
She is fit.
Not at all.
Shut up. Britney Spears is hot, man. She's still got it.
Oh, well. She hasn't still got it, but...
She has.
You know.
She's one hot mum.
You wouldn't say no.
You wouldn't punch her in the...
Did I say punch?
You were going to say I wouldn't punch her in...
I wouldn't say no. I would say yes.
This is a scenario if Britney Spears comes up to you and goes, me and you are going back to my hotel room.
I wouldn't say no.
Yeah.
I wouldn't. I'd say yes.
Yeah. But yeah, it must be tough going out with a celebrity.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? See, the thing about One Direction were on stage and Taylor Swift was like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, well, you know.
You,
I'll ask her.
Yeah, you should, actually. Her, yeah. So, what was the question?
There wasn't one. No. I was just talking about the VMAs.
Sorry, yeah. Twerking. What are your thoughts on twerking?
What are my thoughts on twerking? What is twerking, if there are any blind listeners?
It's a bum shake. It's a bum shake. It originated in the early 90s.
Did it?
It's a black dance.
It's not a new thing.
No. It's a black dance.
Her dad's a big country western star, so it's quite far.
What's far? Explain yourself. Explain.
You know, there's quite a distance, you know. How
is she a twerker?
Yeah. Well, you don't get many of the, you know, country twerkers.
She wants to get into, like, the hip-hop scene. She's been working a lot with Pharrell recently on a new album.
It's all very weird, isn't it? It's all very weird.
And she's just, you know, she's bringing something to the masses that has always been there, really. Is she hot?
No.
So
the question is, NSYNC got back together. Right. I'm not really familiar with NSYNC.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm a big NSYNC. I think they might be
they're definitely
up there with Backstreet Boys.
I missed it. I just missed it completely.
They
too young.
They were huge.
Yeah.
Ba 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 baby. Never gonna take it there. Just another game in the game. It's a tune.
Oh, I know that one, yeah.
What about pop?
Yeah.
Dirty pop. Pop.
Don't know.
Cool. Well, I've got one more question.
Oh, wow. Great.
What's so special about your podcast?
It's real. You know? Yeah. Our advice isn't that good. We're not here to, you know, sugarcoat it.
Preach.
With the real deal.
I think what we're quite lucky and good with is that we don't need to do it.
Yeah. Why are we doing it?
Yeah, I know. Sometimes I think that myself, but...
Getting our voice out there.
We owe it to the people. We owe it to all the, you know, the little...
little Fozzies.
Little Fonzies. Yeah, we owe it to little Fonzies. And it also, the way I see it, is that it's a nice thing to be able to listen back to them in a couple of years.
I remember that.
It's a little bit self-indulgent, sure, but...
I would like to think that you guys enjoy it as well.
Yeah.
And even if you don't, you know, who cares?
Fuck you.
Listen to the Bugle. No, not fuck you.
Thank you very much for listening. If you've stopped listening earlier, well then...
You're not listening to this bit.
You're not listening, so you're a loser. And if you are listening, congratulations, you've earned yourself 5 points.
Thank you for listening. We've been here to help with Leon and Dustin. We've got a Facebook page, so just type in here to help into your search engine.
Is there a picture of us on there?
Yeah, we should get one done.
Get one up. Get
like back to back.
Yeah.
We should do that.
We're just like in our underwear, like with suits, but with no trousers.
Yeah, that's just cute.
In Y fronts. Yeah?
Yeah, all right.
I've got a pair of Y fronts you can borrow.
Brilliant. You lend me your Y fronts, and then we'll be ready.
Goodbye. You are now called the Fonzies. Goodbye, Fonzarellis. Goodbye. Take care.
Hey.